Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So today I want to blab about Blab. Have you seen Blab? It's blab.im. And what it is a new video marketing platform that's tied into Twitter. And what it is a platform that allows you to have multiple people on the screen at the same time. So let's differentiate that from, say, Meerkat or Periscope. Both of those are phone-based, and you're basically doing a monologue to a bunch of people that sign on. What Blab does that's different is it allows you to do kind of an interview show. That's what most people are using it for. Now, I've been on a handful of Blabs. I've been a guest with Deborah Jansen and Brian G. Johnson. And I've also shown up at Blabs with people like Joel Comm, Chris Brogan. And they're talking about different things. So it starts out as kind of like an interview show. And then it opens up for questions. And what happens is you can go in and say, okay, I want to get in one of the seats. And you click on that, and then the person who's moderating will turn you on. And then you get to ask the question. And when your question's answered, they'll let you go and let somebody else get in the seat. So the coolest thing about this platform is, if you've ever been on a Google Hangout, Hangouts only allow one person to be on the screen at the same time. So who's ever talking, it'll automatically switch them up. And Google Hangouts has some really cool tools, like you can put in lower thirds and things of that nature. But it's only one person at a time. What Blab does is it turns it more into like a Hollywood Squares, where you get four squares up there, and it starts with the moderator and the guest. And then you can invite two other people in, and they can both be live at the same time. So you can have four people talking on a Blab at the same time. The other thing that it does is it has a component to the left that allows people to tweet, hey, I'm on this Blab. On the right-hand side, it has a chat box. So people can talk through the chat box, not only to the guests or to the moderator, but to each other. So all of this internet video marketing, whatever you want to call it, is taking the world by storm. Now, Periscope and Meerkat, they're primarily phone-based. But Blab is better served from your desktop computer. So I actually went out last week and I bought a brand new webcam for my desktop computer. I've been using my laptop because the laptop has a webcam built in. But I felt I needed to do something from my main computer, so I went and bought a Logitech C930E, which is a webcam that now sits on top of my computer, and it's available for everything. So I can use it for Skype, I can use it for Blab, I can use it for GoToMeetings, whatever it is. So the webcam is one part of the equation, but you also need audio. So the webcam has mics built into it, you can use that, but then how are you going to listen? So you can use a headset. I've got, you know, a studio quality headset with both earmuffs on. You can use an iPhone mic, you know, that kind of stuff where you have your earbuds in. You could use a mic to broadcast, but you have to have both components. You have to have the audio component and the video component. Now, most importantly about all of these cool internet marketing tools, especially video-based, there's a handful of things you have to think about. Number one, way back in the 1960s when video phones were first invented and you could actually make a phone call over video back in the 60s, they failed. And the reason they failed is because, say you just got out of the bath, you don't want to go on a video phone. People didn't want to be seen. But that's changing. People are getting a lot more, I guess, less coy is the best way to put it. They're more apt to say, okay, I don't mind going on Periscope and saying something or going on Facebook and putting up a video. So people are becoming more comfortable with low quality video, which is okay for this kind of format. We're not using this as something that we're putting up on our websites and broadcasting to the world. We're using this as a chat room, as a communications tool. So some of you are sitting out there going, okay, so what the heck does this do for my business? Well, it depends on you and your customers and your business. Most of the people I know using this are using this as a platform to help spread their brand and create great content. They're doing this through an interview format. They're inviting people to come in and communicate with them. But there's lots of other ways to use it. Let's do an example of, say, a local HVAC company. And maybe they want to do a blab with their customers every Monday night at 6. So just like anything else, if you schedule it, you're going to have much better engagement. And say the question is, okay, now that winter is coming or spring is coming or whatever time of year it is, what do my customers want to know? So you could have somebody from your company interview another person from your company and say, okay, let's put out a list of questions. Let's say it's fall. What do I need to do to get my furnace ready for fall? Well, maybe it needs a tune-up. Maybe you have to change the furnace filters. Maybe there's a way to clean it, whatever it is. So you do a little kind of dialogue about, you know, things that you should be thinking about now that the weather's changing. And then you invite your customers to come on to the blab. You can allow customers to ask you questions and say, okay, what do we need to do about this? Or what do I need to think about before fall comes? That's the way that local businesses can use this. Marketers can do Q&As about their book before it ever comes out, or an ebook that's coming out, or a website that's going up. You could offer tips and tricks and techniques about different technology that you know about. Like, for example, there's a lot of people out there doing blabs about using Blab. So it's up to you. The key thing that this does is it creates engagement with an audience. Here's the three things that you have to think about. Do you have an audience for this? Is there an audience that would like to jump online and communicate with you? If not, then this is probably not the platform for you. Number two, do you have the technology to do it? Do you have a good microphone? Do you have a webcam? Do you have a way to utilize this so that you maximize it, making sure that you're not shooting into the sun or, you know, basic video things? And then the third part about it is, do you have content that an audience would be interested in? And that's the key. This is not a sales tool. It could be, but chances of people coming back to a second or third blab are like next to none. What you have to do is you have to plan and deliver great content. And on top of all of this stuff, you can record these blabs. So if you record a great Q&A session, you can put it up on your website and use it as a tool to engage customers who maybe could not show up live. There's even more that you can do to make it look more professional. There's a free software and paid for software called manycam.com. It's manycam.com. And you can download the free version or you can get the paid version. It allows you to put up graphics. It allows you to do lower thirds. And what a lower third is for you non-techie video people is Brian Basilico, B2B Interactive Marketing. You see it all the time on newscasts and TV shows and stuff like that. So you can add a level of professionalism to it too. The reason you want to take a look at Blab is because so many people are jumping on board and it seems to be the video distribution medium of choice. You don't have to go do one right off the bat, but what I suggest you do is go to blab.im, sign up for it, and see what other people are using it for first. So yeah, this is just another distraction, and there's so many different tools out there to broadcast your messages. But the key thing is you want to be where the people are at, and Blab is where it's at right now. So go take a look, sign in, blab.im.com, jump on board, watch some, and maybe do your own.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.